And it's Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell. Here's the good news. And a Friday the 13th installment of Not Necessarily the News, where I hear, as legend tells it, if you throw a news reporter over your left shoulder, it is considered good luck.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of like that wife carrying contest we talked about
yesterday.
Let's
start right out. Yeah. Hey, what happened?
Hey, Hanksters on our Hank Facebook Live, have fun in the comments section. Live it up on a Friday morning. Well, as we said, the Oscars are on Sunday. The Academy Awards, if you're being proper about it. Best Picture, a lot of nominees. Actually, I have seen one of the nominees, but only like one of the 10. I saw the Netflix Frankenstein. Pretty good.
Really?
And I want to see the F1 movie, but nonetheless, Chalamet is up, DiCaprio's up, Ethan Hawke, that's cool. And that's the thing with these. It's like, I don't know half of these movies. Remember back in the days when it was like Titanic and Braveheart and stuff you'd see? And a new survey says only about half of us went to a movie theater all of last year. 53% in a recent survey. Young adults are still more likely to hit up the theater versus people who are over 65. But this is the lowest it's ever been. And Hollywood's having problems right there. How do you think Netflix was trying to buy Paramount or Warner Brothers on that? But the price of the ticket has gone up, too, and that is certainly deterring people and anything at the concession stand, too. So I definitely went a couple of times last year, and I'm pretty sure it was all Wicked-related.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so got drugged there by the kid.
Yeah, I think the kids go more to the movies, but
According to a recent survey.
I do have a friend.
Reported by somebody.
No, I do have a friend, and she takes her mom all the time. All the time.
Yeah, you know, and I'm surprised it's not like more married couples go, because if you can go somewhere and not have to talk for like 2 hours, that's a win-win for everybody.
Look at us, we're bonding, honey.
No, let's stay till the end of the credits, dear. Let's stay. Anyway, go Hollywood. Have fun at the Oscars.
So go ahead and add Heidi Klum's name to the long list of friends who may be a little neurodivergent. The supermodel says that she's very hyperactive thanks to a little thing called ADHD. But related news says she can also do 1,000 things at once, work on a lot of different projects simultaneously, and just keep loading on even more, and thinks it's a superpower. In related news, if anybody could maybe tell somebody around here how to finish all those projects that they start, that would be great, too.
Ooh, there's a squirrel. Clint Black is getting a really cool exhibit in the Country Music Hall of Fame. This was announced on Wednesday of this week. It'll be called Clint Black, The Hard Way on Purpose, and it'll open up April 22nd and actually run through the end of summer of 2027. And it'll have all sorts of cool Clint Black stuff, memorabilia, et cetera, et cetera. He says, I would not have expected this and feel so fortunate to have such an incredible team of talented people working hard to bring my story to life in this exhibit. Why this is particularly interesting is, unlike Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson and others of that same class of 89 that we talk about so much, Clint Black is not in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Rude.
Yeah. And actually, who decides that, by the way, if you ever wondered? It's not the actual Hall of Fame building itself. It's not the people in the building. It's the CMAs.
Oh.
The Country Music Association, which also puts on the CMA Awards. And trust me, they're fickle people.
You got to be on the end.
How else do you think Dallas stations win those things? Either which way, congratulations. Well deserved. Get that guy a plaque, too, and put Clint Black in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Get him a Texas Country Music Award.
There you go. That's what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
Does he play? Does he play Texas music? I mean, I know he's from here, but does that qualify him?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Nobody knows. His name's not Cody, so there you go.
Get it. So Nicole Kidman is not leaving Nashville just because she's done with Keith Urban. No way. Mm-mm. Says this is her home. It's where she's raised her kids and her family for 20 years. No plans to move. Although she is spending a lot of time in Fort Worth. So there's that. Meanwhile, not only can she do a miniature autopsy, thanks to her acting training, she's not afraid of spiders, snakes, or other creepy crawlies. Because she's from Australia.
Yeah.
And they are built just a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah. We actually have a fair amount of Australian listeners. I don't know if they're listening right now, but...
Hi, Eddie.
Good afternoon. I don't know.
Hi, Russell. Just say good day. See, that's how you do it, okay?
Yeah, and you're never more than 5 feet away from something that can kill you in Australia. So, the K-pop Demon Hunters, which is now officially the biggest thing Netflix has ever had and maybe ever will. It's getting a sequel, officially greenlit. But as where the first one took like 8 years to make or something like that, mm-hmm. we're going to have to wait a little while. 2029. For the sequel, the K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah.
Anticipation.
Also in the animated world, Stewie. Stewie from Family Guy is getting his own spinoff series. Seth MacFarlane behind this, of course, and about 18 other shows, it seems like, right now. But that will be coming up for the 2027-28 season, and it'll be a combination or some conglomeration of Fox and Hulu on that. Even though he dominates most ever... kind of episode anyway, but Stewie.
Mom.
Greatness.
Mom.
Yep.
Mommy.
Sounds like your house.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Mama.
Literally. Mama.
Peter.
Ma.
So we've got the war in Iran, construction on every major Texas roadway, but what will really affect the average American in the year 2026? Let's be honest. The menu at Taco Bell. Lots of new items to choose from, including... the cheesy G slider, Cantina chicken Mexican pizza, flaming hot mini taco salad, and three kinds of chicken nuggets. But what about some classics? Those nacho fries are going to become a permanent item. Well, there's also a little me time, a little spa action with the Mountain Dew Baja Blast under eye patches that they promise us. Caffeine with a citrus boost. Because when you want to look younger... you got a Taco Bell.
I enjoy the Baja Blast. It is a big player in the household.
Yeah, it's a big. A lot of people are big fans.
But last time I went to the Taco Bell drive-thru, the menu had definitely changed. And I've still never recovered. They moved the Nacho Bel Grande.
I'm sorry.
It's not a part of a combo anymore.
Oh, dear.
And they're like, oh, you can still do one. No, I'm not going to Lego piece my order together.
I know.
Give me a number. We had a deal. And now that's gone. I'm still not over the combination burrito being gone either.
Where's the enchilada? I mean, you want to talk about old school.
Let's run for the border. Travis Kelce, of course, is going back to play for the Kansas City Chiefs. He's getting married, evidently, coming up this summer. In fact, 3 months exactly from right now.
Ooh.
Watch out, Travis. But he's got another side gig, too. See, he... joined a group of investors last year and bought a stake in Six Flags. And now he is going to be basically their mascot. Travis Kelce will work on marketing and content for Six Flags Entertainment through this entire season. And he will be a content creator throughout the year.
Is he going to wear like Yosemite Sam costumes?
He's going to wear
the big foam finger?
Whatever Taylor lets him wear. That's how that's going to go, buddy. And then a little good news, too, and not necessarily the news. Interesting, fun little story of a red fox, an actual red fox, not the
actor.
Yeah, okay. He's no longer with him. But a red fox slipped somehow onto a cargo ship that traveled from England all the way across the Atlantic to New York. And now it's under the care of the Bronx Zoo. It's probably soon to be the plot of a new Disney Pixar movie there. Yeah. Bring back the Bel Grande.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.